So it's nominated for at this weekend's Oscars for the best foreign language film, and it also won the jury prize at last year's Cannes Film Festival. And so the actual title is frequently used in French literature to denote hell or chaos. And this is a film dominated by chaos. It's all jagged edges and unanswered questions and abrasive emotions. And you all see it through the eyes of a young boy named Zane, who lives in Beirut in Lebanon and in, you know, extreme poverty. And it's a very chaotic image of poverty. He's living in a tiny apartment with all his brothers and sisters, and these children are essentially left to take care of themselves. And so the film begins with Zane's discovery that his 11-year-old sister has gotten her first period, which he starts to fear will mean that she'll be sold into marriage by her parents. And much later on in the film, we also meet an Ethiopian woman named Rahil, played by Yordana Schifferor, and her infant son, Jonas. And she lives in her own kind of chaos because she's undocumented and she is in danger of being arrested at any moment, even in the middle of the night. And so this film is directed by Nadine Labaki, who is an established Lebanese director and actor. And she does have a small role in this film, but it is largely populated by untrained actors. And she really made an effort in this film to use their personal experiences and fold that into the narrative of the film. And I think with these kinds of films, you always have to be a little suspicious of how manipulative it's going to be when, you know, it's someone telling it from an outsider perspective. But there was something different about this film. I felt something different, and I don't know if it's to do with the fact it was these personal experiences were being used.
And but, real people. These are all real people that she found on the street. These kids are real kids who are refugees and who are living on the streets.
Yeah, and I think I felt what felt different was there was this sense of anger. And it wasn't this sort of, you know, romanticized tragedy where the protagonist is, you know, the noble suffering victim of circumstance. You know, it's sort of an angry film, and Zane is driven by rage because his childhood has been robbed from him. Why would you not be angry? And he's, you know, now become this embittered adult in a child's body, and he's, you know, using all these curse words, and he's not afraid to, you know, confront adults and, you know, yell in their face. And you know, he's trying still so hard to hold on to this sense of, you know, moral good and justice. And you can see all of that in his eyes. That's what I find incredible in this film. You can see all of that emotion in his eyes. There is a fire in his eyes. And it is just such a spectacular performance from Zane Al-Rafea. And I think Labaki as well is so skilled at directing children here.
Unbelievable.
There are all those long stretches of just Zane and Rahil's infant, played by Buluatif Treasure Bankol, who... They're able to communicate so well, even though one of those actors is an infant and can basically just crawl around and go, gah. Like, it's incredible how much emotion those scenes still have. And so the film is structured around these flash forwards to a courtroom scene where we learn that A, Zane has committed a very serious crime, and B, that he's suing his parents for the fact that he was born. Which I think, frustratingly, that aspect of the film maybe doesn't quite work because there is this slight satirical exaggeration to it, which I think clashes with the rest of the film, which is so grounded in sort of extreme realism. But I really liked the idea of this idea of a child suing their own parents, because it's to do with that misplaced rage of a child in a situation that they don't understand and they have no control over. You know, a child's not going to know the socio-political forces that cause their own poverty. You know, all he knows is that he's been brought into the world and the world is very cruel to him. And I think as well, there were moments with the parents as well that you could still see that same frustration of having, you know, no control over your circumstances. And there's a line from the dad that I really liked where he said, "I was born and raised this way. Why blame me? If I had the choice, I'd be a better man than any of you," which I thought was like a very powerful moment. And I really liked it as one way to approach the issue, and to approach the issue by reminding us how much of a tragedy it is of child being robbed of their child. I think that's one of the greatest tragedies you can have, is a child being robbed of their childhood. Yeah. And, you know, it's maybe not so much an activist film in the sense that there is context or solutions, but it's just a reminder of that one thing.
Yeah, it's telling a really powerful story in an incredibly powerful way.
And I think you really feel the weight of it, because I just felt... I had this awful feeling in my stomach for maybe 2 days afterwards. And I was like, why do I feel so terrible?
Yeah. Had a hugely, huge, hugely emotional and physical effect on me, this film. Much more so than Roma, actually, in terms of I kind of connected with it so much more.